Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rob Jollis back on the show. Rob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of Jollis Associates. He is one of the top salesmanship experts in the galaxy. And, I mean, even Mars. They know him up there on Mars. And he is the author of a bunch of books, including How to Change Minds, Why People Don't Believe You, and, of course, the Bible on selling, customer-centered selling. Still one of the great books on selling that I've ever seen. He's our good friend, Rob Jollis. Welcome back.
Yay, it's good to be here.
It's good to have you back. It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Rob?
Oh, yeah. When the alarm clock went off this morning, I went, oh, boy, my dream's coming true.
Exactly. I get that all the time. Hey, Rob, when you and I were oids, when we were zeroids, it was pretty analog, right? It was pretty analog. You just got up and you knocked on the door and you said, hi, I'm Rob. How do you like me so far? And you know, it was pretty much all face-to-face. I didn't have any, in those days, Xerox didn't, when I was there before you, nobody gave me any leads. I had to go get my own leads. Nobody did any kind of nurturing. Whatever nurturing got done, it was all analog. But today it's different, isn't it? Sales generation, lead generation, and prospecting and selling, it's the technology's all up in the middle of it, isn't it?
It is, and you know, and that's where artificial intelligence is beginning to work its way into our space. And I'm grinding my teeth a little because it's a blessing and has the potential to be a curse. But you know, like anything else, we can't just stand at the doorway yelling, "Get off our lawn!"
Mm-hmm.
We got to take a look at it and figure out, you know, where it's going to help us and where we have to be careful of it.
Well, one of the things that I think it's going to help is there are people, you know, you and I sold a fairly sophisticated product when we were selling Xerox and then later on, some of our products got a little, as we started our own businesses, they got a little more sophisticated, but some people sell really sophisticated products and it's hard to find sometimes a person that you can train to sell those products who also is a world-class prospector. And I think in those, especially in those kinds of cases, helping those people with lead generation through technology, I think that helps, that lowers the attrition rate. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And it's going to, you know, let's look at the glass half full, okay? It's going to simplify a few things. For instance, you know, pricing and forecasting, that's just going to be it's going to be predicted a whole lot easier than it is. What did we always hear in our ear? Upselling, cross-selling. Come on, Jim. Come on, Rob. Let's go. Well, with artificial intelligence, we're going to have a helping hand there because it's going to be looking over the data and helping us to make our best moves. So, you know, managing performance, these types of things, all really you know, positive for artificial intelligence. So we got to take a look at that. I was laughing while you were talking about when we were selling, and I was thinking, yep, I had my fax machine to my right, my memory writer, that was the Xerox typewriter, to my left. And, yeah, I remember a time when I was working at New York Life before Xerox, and it was 1980, and we just were bringing computers in, and there was a rather sizable group of people, men and women, that said, that's it. If the computer comes in, I'm out of here. Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Look, the computer, it did some things that I wish it hadn't done. It maybe provided at times too much information and that lack of real face-to-face communication.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, it simplified it. The things that you're talking about, Jim, and it was really important. And, you know, we can't just shut the door. We got to take a look at it.
Well, there's no question. I was laughing at what you were just saying about when you started. Yeah, I'm at least a half a generation ahead of you. I remember when my ballpoint pen was on the right and my carbon paper was on the left. so that was my early technology, and the Underwood 5 was in the middle. But there you go. No, I do think that artificial intelligence, we're getting to a point, I think, where it is being used a little more properly, a little more judiciously. We're getting a little more elegant with it, so that it doesn't. So we're using it in the right ways, and we're not expecting it to do things that it isn't supposed to do. And that's what I want to talk about when we come back.
Yeah.
Where is AI? Where is AI? Should it be targeted? And where should we not let it get involved? Because it just gets we have to be careful not to lose the humanity in the sales process, especially the B2B process. 20 till. Right back with Rob Jolliss. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.